prayer. We have a responsibility towards Al-Quds, towards Palestine. We have a responsibility towards the people of Palestine. Also, one of the most important issues concerning Al-Quds Day is that Al-Quds and Palestine, from the sea to the river, is the possession of the Palestinian people, possession of the Arabs, the possession belongs to the Muslims, and nobody at all has the right to abandon any inch of territory, to abandon any rock, any wall in this holy land, because the territories of Al-Quds is holy, the rocks are holy, all alleys are holy, its olives are holy, its figs are holy, everything in Al-Quds is holy, and nobody has the right to abandon anything which is holy. And so this land and these sanctities must go back to their real possessors completely, and inshallah they'll go back to where they belong. And one of the most important things which we stress upon on this day is to correct an understanding which the Imam Khomeini tried to correct, which is the mistake that Israel controls the world. This is not true. Or some of them say that Israel, whom we fight, controls the United States of America. This is also not true. Of course, we don't deny that the Zionist lobby or certain Zionist lobbies in the world do have an effect, yes. But the real understanding is that Israel is something which is used, an entity which is used. Britain and its allies founded this entity for a certain reason, for certain benefits. And the American administrations inherited this entity. Israel is an entity for certain benefits, which is doing something, performing certain duties in light of the American colonial plan or scheme, which aims to control and practice hegemony on our region and to humiliate it and to rip it apart. And Israel is playing its role, is doing this duty, playing this role in this whole issue. Now, when we have this understanding, we must take into consideration that liberating our sanctities and liberating our territories is not done by begging to the Americans or begging to the Westerners or those who founded Israel or begging to those who use Israel for certain causes, for example, to divide our region once again as part of a new Middle East. This new Middle East project was overthrown by the Lebanese in the July 2006 war. But, of course, we now know that the way to get back our sanctities, the way also to liberate our people in Palestine, is done by a will and also determination and sacrifices of the people of this region. The people of this region can impose their will on this entity which is just there, just has been founded to implement certain or for the sake of serving certain interests. We must also stress on the following on the Al-Quds Day. We must stress and underscore that Israel is not the enemy of the Palestinian people only. Israel is the enemy of Lebanon. Israel is the enemy of the Arab people, is the enemy of the Islamic people. And Israel is...
Well, we seem to have lost our connection there to Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. I'm just trying to find out whether we are going to be reconnected. You were seeing the Lebanese resistance movement leader there, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, speaking on Al-Quds Day. Just checking if we have re-established a connection at all. Right. We haven't got that connection. Let me just give a recap of what Hassan Nasrallah has said so far. 3 decades on from when the late leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, installed this day, instated this day, Al-Quds Day, the last Friday of the holy month for the Muslims, the holy month of Ramadan, the month of fasting. Al-Quds Day, Hassan Nasrallah says, after 3 decades, is still alive and is still strong. Every year, year on year, we learn more about struggle and more about the meaning of Al-Quds, said Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the resistance movement in Lebanon, Hezbollah. He touched on the meanings and the main meanings of Al-Quds Day to reinvigorate the issue of Al-Quds and the Palestinian struggle, he said. Al-Quds Day is a central issue that affects the world and the outcome of that world. The Islamic world, he said, should recognise the destruction and humiliation of their religious sites and that they should unite with strong will and determination to face this issue. Another interesting point that Hassan Nasrallah picked up on is that that the world, and he tried to clarify this, should try and correct an understanding that Israel controls the world, or more specifically, controls the United States of America. Although, of course, as Hassan Nasrallah mentioned, the Zionist lobby does have an influence in the United States, he says, but Israel is a tool being used, according to him. He says Britain and its allies created this entity and the US took this over. It is part of a colonial hegemony being used to recreate and restructure the Middle East. Right, we're going to leave this, actually. We do seem to be having some connection problems. Stay tuned to Press TV. We'll bring you live coverage if we can get reconnected. Of course, you can get a recap of this speech in our full bulletin in about 40 minutes time.